You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
We're taking it day by day. I think they said last week they weren't going to open my window. And then my window is now open. So yeah. We're just taking it day by day. End quote.
Love it.
Bet I don't even need to say who said that.
Fred Warner?
That would be Fred Warner.
Yeah. Looked good. Looked good when I saw the video yesterday of him backpedaling and cutting and catching soft toss balls thrown right at him. He looks like he might be able to give it a go.
I mean,
what an emotional lift that would be.
I know that, like, earlier this year, remember Ricky Pearsall kept running at practice, and then they wouldn't play him. And then Kyle did that whole, like, no, there's like speed markers and things sure. that you need to hit to show that you're actually ready for NFL speed. So I don't
love the comp.
What's that?
I don't love the comparison to Ricky Pearsall. Fred Warner played the entire year last year basically on a fractured ankle.
Actually, I'm not comparing him to Ricky
right.
Pearsall. I'm simply mentioning that they're like, just because someone can run
oh,
and they
that,
show
yeah.
a video
yep.
of it, I think it goes. But again, like, yeah, why would I? I'm not raining on this parade.
No. And, you know, Dre Greenlaw fought his way all the way back to be able to play in the Super Bowl, and you know, it ended badly, but the guy was, you know, able to fight his way back. And, you know, we always talk about the vibes of this team and the emotions and, you know, what they've been as a group. If Fred Warner's able to go out there and run on the field 54 and give it a go, imagine what that would do to the guys in the locker room, let alone us as fans. We would lose our minds, but the team, if 54 was able to give it a go, that'd be huge, even if it turned out to be like Willis Reed, and we all talk about the Willis Reed game.
Yeah.
Willis Reed scored, I think, 4 points in that game.
He didn't play that many minutes.
Right.
The emotional
Willis
lift.
Reed game,
well,
yeah.
Do you want to hear from a teammate who talked about just that? Here's Trent Williams.
For me personally, you know, I just think the fact that Fred is even has a jersey on less than 100 days after what happened to him, that's just uplift the team. That's motivation, you know. Having him there, just having his face in this locker room, it's motivation. It helps everybody, you know. So, yeah, I think getting him in the wake of losing Kittle, does it make the loss any easier? No. But I do think that it does give us a little bit of boost of energy just seeing his face.
I think so. That's exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
That's it. And then here's Fred himself.
Being back, having the practice jersey on again, being back out there today with the helmet on and running around with the guys, I'm sure it'll be great. But off time to reminisce on all that after it's all over. My only goal right now is to have the best day ever today to have a chance to be in Seattle.
Okay, focused on Seattle. Here's Robert Saleh.
I'm just pure energy. Fred's the ultimate energy giver, and so just having him out there is awesome. And so we, you know, yesterday was a little bit more tempo down, but today, obviously with higher tempo, it'll be fun to get him out there, see him running around.
How about another teammate, just other side of the ball? I think his name is Brock Purdy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Obviously, you know, Fred is, he's different from anybody else in terms of, you know, he can be labeled as having a, you know, season-ending injury and then all of a sudden just go hard on the rehab and get right just in case there is an opportunity. And so here we are. And it's pretty cool because he's done every little thing right. Just being around the locker room and stuff and being around in the weight room at practice. It's just cool because you can feel him in his presence, and guys are like, man, like 54 is right there around the corner, and obviously we do our job, handle our business, then we can get him back, which would be really cool. And guys feed off that. He's the captain here, man. He's the guy that we all follow. So and he set the standard of, you know, really how we play here. So to get him back would be, you know, really, really cool.
So Purdy kind of takes Kyle's line, right, of like, we got to go win a game so that we could get him back out there. And what I've noticed throughout, hell, all the years of watching sports, but particularly if you want to dig into the injury thing with the Niners this year, they usually don't get very definitive. They'll give you a clue, but it's rare that they'll get definitive, especially on a Wednesday, about somebody's availability. The Niners have not ruled anything out, but a couple of them have openly talked about how this is not the week. And I just wonder if they're playing possum a little bit. I wonder if they're just like, no, we're completely, no chance we're going to overpromise and underdeliver. But is there a chance that they are underpromising in the hopes of over-delivering? Like, do you think Fred's actually got a shot?
Absolutely.
To play this week?
Absolutely. But as I was mentioning to Grandy,
that's a game changer.
I was mentioning to Grandy yesterday, one thing you have to keep in mind is what it does to your special teams, because Fred doesn't play special teams. So if you elevate him, somebody comes off the active roster who probably is a special teamer who you might need, because your special teams weren't great without Gifford last weekend, and hopefully he's able to come back. So it's more than just, Fred, can you give us 30 snaps? Well, if he's going to come back and play, you want him to be Fred, which is you play every down. You don't come off on the sub packages. You play in the nickel. You play in the dime. You want to at least have him be in a spot where he could potentially play all the downs.
I hear you. I don't know how realistic it is after that time away to come back and be an every down player. But as a lot of these guys are saying, like, this is a different cat, man. The fact that he's even out of practice right now is bananas. So, like, I don't know. But usually when guys come back from injuries like this, they get eased back in to a certain degree.
Tough to ease, though, in the divisional round, you know?
That's my thing.
Yeah, week 9, you can ease it up. But, like, right now, it's if you're going to take one of the 46 game day spots, we need you to be somebody who can be at least close to what you normally are.
Let's take some calls. 888-957-9570. Are you one of those, and I'm going to say this with all the love, is it an odd bird situation where you suddenly now think this week they got a better shot to move on than last week? I get it. They legitimized themselves last week. Now they're officially, like, when you win one playoff game, people will already be like, you're on a run. It's like a streak, even though you've only won one time. But it legitimized them. I think that people look at this and go, I'd almost rather be the team in this matchup that lost last time, because you're the team that gets to adjust. The other team's like, let's go do the exact same thing. It worked last time. Maybe it won't work this time. Football doesn't usually work that way. I don't know. Maybe we're just trying to convince ourselves there's a chance. I don't know.
Well, there's definitely a chance, but...
Well, yeah, they're in the game.
And we'd talk to Greg Cosell later today and talk about what he sees on the film, but, you know, you beat Seattle once, they beat you, and the way they beat you last time is, you know, pretty authoritative, in my opinion.
Yep,
and
it was.
Now you're down George Kittle, so you're allowed to go up there and win, as you like to say, but it's a tall order, and as I was saying yesterday to Grandy, you got to play a clean game, cleaner than you played against Philadelphia, even, and that was pretty clean, other than the two Purdy picks.
Let's go to Fred in Richmond to lead us off. Hi, Fred. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibs.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what's up, Fred?
Man, I'm just stoked for this Saturday, man. I am a Niner fan since 83, and that was when I was born. It's a family tradition. I actually seen our last Super Bowl, Steve Young, the 94-95 season. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I am. I'm saying
yep.
it right.
Yep,
but
you got it.
Yeah, I know the Kittle injury is devastating, but, you know, I believe in Tungens, and I think Shanahan offense is going to show something different this week. That last game of the season, I felt like Shanahan didn't have the offense prepared, because that defense – it's a divisional type of game. You know, we see them two times a year. I don't think Shanahan really had his coaching, like his coaching ability, like his that skill, that scheme. I feel like he's going to really scheme it up this Saturday. And if we throw the first punch, Seattle will be in trouble because I don't believe in Sam Darnold at all. I'm sorry. Even when he was a 49er, I didn't believe in him. And I know that's bad to say, but Sam Darnold, he sees ghosts. Oh, my God. But thanks for having me on, y'all. I'm telling you, we will be on back on here on Monday. Happy as hell. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Call us again, Fred. Thank you very much.
Call us for a Victory Monday. Yeah, love it, Fred.
Well, listen, there are a couple things that are inherently different in this football game that I don't know if we've totally acknowledged yet, and this is completely separate from Fred Warner. I know people go, ooh, they dominated you there, and now they're at home, and now they're rested, and now they're this, and now they're that. These are all true things. Also true is that Trent Williams will play in this game, and Trent Williams did not play in the last game. Kyle Shanahan called this a different team when Trent plays, and I think that's true. Ricky Pearsall might play. Will that help the separation? I don't know. To me, job number one, though, is totally focused on Trent. Job number one for the 49ers for this game to not look like the one 2 weeks ago is Brock needs time. That offensive line has got.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
To block better this game. And I think you don't need to be smart to know they got a better chance to do that with Trent Williams than they did without.
Certainly, but they have a tougher time of it when you don't have George Kittle, who also times is in on pass protection. And one thing I was thinking about is not having George Kittle makes it a little bit more of a telegraphed offense. When you have Tonjes on the field, you're more likely to pass the ball because he's a better pass catcher. When you have Farrell out there, you're thinking it's more likely going to be a run play. And so Juszczyk is going to be key in this game as kind of Kittle light, where you're going to line him up a lot more, I think, on the line of scrimmage or in his little wing position where he halfway faces the quarterback, and he won't just be a primary lead blocker as he wasn't against Philly. He became Kittle light in that fourth quarter. He was out there catching a bunch of passes. So Shanahan, the genius, is going to have to really dig deep in his bag of tricks and figure out ways to keep Seattle's defense off balance.
I also loved, and was it Baldy yesterday? Somebody came on with the guys in the morning and said, look, everybody gets into the defensive schemes and everybody gets into one-on-one matchups. If you can just, and maybe it was Schlereth with you guys. Was it Stink who was talking about tackling?
Yep.
Just tackle. If you just tackle, you got a good chance to at least keep a game close. And my mind keeps going to that game against Seattle. It's what Shanahan and Saleh kept screaming about. Tackle.
They only missed 17, Mark.
That's not schematic. That's functional. And that's fixable.
Not five, not six, not seven.
And in that Seattle game, you were trotting out your young, albeit faster and maybe more talented linebackers, D. Winters, Tatum, Bethune. But they missed a lot of tackles. And now you're putting in more veteran guys.
The law firm.
Yeah, you're putting in Kendricks and Wallow. And they've got more reps underneath. And they played really well. And guess what? What did they do well? on Sunday.
They tackled.
They tackled.
And the secondary did as well. And even when Kendricks and Wallow didn't finish it off, you had Mustafa rallying up. You had Lenore, who made a couple of tackles. Siegel off the scrap heap.
He's probably going to be in there this week.
Right. So it's a lot more than just, you know, having fast linebackers. You do have to tackle. And Seattle was an amazing tackling team in that Week 18 game.
Tremendous.
Every time you would have a play that, you know, George Kittle out in space, minus 6 yards, because they would just roll up and put him on the ground. So those are things that are repeatable. Seattle's defense is really good at all three levels, and they're healthy. They've been together, and they have a great scheme. So you're going to have to find ways to not hope they make mistakes. You're going to have to find ways to just beat them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.